Blackstone Publishing presents The Mighty Oak by Jeff W. Benz. This book is read by Adam Barr. For My Mother, Meg Benz. And we are put on earth a little space, that we may learn to bear the beams of love. William Blake. Anybody who says they don't like fighting in the NHL have to be out of their minds. Don Cherry. 1. When his sister Arlene called from Boston to say their mother was dead, Oak was in an ice bath, halfway through a 12-pack of beer in the middle of the Texas afternoon, trying to concentrate on how he was going to knock Pat McDonald's head in. Outside his apartment, the El Paso sun blazed. Inside, he had the apartment lights off, as he kept them, against the wavering sickness in his head. He hadn't slept again. He hasn't slept much since the headaches that crept in over the summer, his hip and lumbar throbbing in their marrow. His ma wasn't supposed to be dead. When Oak talked to her in July, 3 months ago, she said she was better, that her cancer was on the run. Out the team bus window, a cattle truck rattles his head. The El Paso Storm bus rolls north through the Chihuahuan Desert on the way to the Albuquerque, New Mexico rink at the far northern edge of the West Texas Hockey League. Oak sits alone in a seat at the back of the bus with the other veteran players. The boys are playing cards. They're on their phones. The bus smells of sweat, icy hot, booze breath, and beer farts. Oak takes a drink from the roadie he's got between his knees. He's got a seat reserved on a 4 a.m. Greyhound back from Albuquerque to El Paso, and a ticket for a flight from El Paso to Logan for tomorrow afternoon, for after he knocks Pat Sandman McDonald's head off. Oak examines his right fist. He locates the first knuckle of his right index finger down near the middle of his palm. He works the knuckle toward the base of his finger, sets it more or less back into place. He's got nothing against Pat McDonald. The Albuquerque defenseman is 22, is making a name for himself. Oak understands this. But he's going to do it. He has to do it. Even though McDonald tomahawked Ken Grimes' neck with his stick last spring, when Oak wasn't even skating, when Oak was collapsed out in his shitty El Paso apartment with his spinning head and his stitched-up post-surgery lumbar spine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?